Good afternoon. This is Paul from the Poly Health Podcast, here with episode number 5, talking about stubborn fat today. But firstly, it's Monday morning, so it's time to fire up, get ahead of your week, get in the gym, get out there, go for a run, just do something, work on a goal, work on something that's going to push you through your life. So don't sit behind the computer all day and sit there watching YouTube videos on Netflix and wasting that time. Get out there, get it done, set some goals this week, smash it out. So today's quote of the day is, work out, eat well, be patient. So that's basically just like watering the garden, you're watering yourself. So working out, eating well, and the patience is the key here. Like you need to be patient. So don't set expectations. Don't think that you're going to have a 5 kilo loss in a month, because those sort of expectations, they'll crumble your motivation and then you won't get back into the gym. You'll stop doing what you're doing because you're not hitting your expectations. So the best way to get some success is to just ignore those, don't set expectations, and you'll get ahead. Trust me. Like it's plain and simple. So quick tip for today, create to-do lists for your week. This is a really effective way of making sure you're productive and you're getting your goals done as per your like. So in that sense, you could say that you want to work out 5 times this week, and you can cross it off for each day. Say that you're working on a specific project for work. Write that on your to-do list, and you'll make sure that you get that done by the end of the week. So writing things down, it's a good way of making sure that you're committing to working out that goal. So make sure you create to-do lists for your week. Sit down on a Sunday afternoon and just pump it out, and then you're all planned out and ready to go for the full week. So it's a good one. So stubborn fat, how do I get rid of it? Now, I get asked this quite a lot. It's one of those tough areas. You get a lot of clients, they get rid of a lot of the fat, but then there's still that stubborn body fat that you can't seem to get rid of, but everyone's got it. It sits on your stomach, it sits in your thighs, it sits on your back, just those little areas that it's just really tough to get rid of. So how do we get rid of it? There's a couple of ways that you can sort of get rid of it. It's sort of hard to sort of, I guess, target and get rid of it, but there's a couple of ways that you can sort of boost your chances of getting rid of it. So firstly, switching diets over time. So just switching your diets over time will trigger your body to sort of have that fat burn. When you get too comfortable in a certain diet, if you change your diet up every 8 weeks, you'll tend to find that you'll get some different results, and you'll get some different shifts in your body. So definitely changing those diets up, every 8 weeks is probably a good number to sort of change it up. So whether you go from a paleo to a keto, or fasting to non-fasting. So that's what I'm talking about there. The next point is, cycling your diet. So let's take a week, for example. Cycling your carbohydrates, so having more carbohydrates towards the start of the day and then dropping it off to a low-carb diet at the end of the week, and just sort of upping and downing your diet throughout the week. So same with the calorie consumption. You could have a high-calorie day and a low-calorie day, high-calorie day, low-calorie day. So changing it up, attacking the fat stores. And the third point is just targeting the areas of stubborn fat. So if you've got that stubborn belly fat, maybe add some extra ab exercises into your routine. You want to break down those fat stores, in the back as well. But, some exercises for those areas. You got the crunches, leg raises, just some twisting is really good for heating up the stomach. And that'll definitely shift those fat stores out of your body, or at least help to shift it out of your body. In terms of the underarm fat, there's a lot of things you can do: lateral pull downs, straight arm pull downs, side lateral raises, a lot of the rowing exercises. They're really good. Obviously your thigh fat You can do some like anything leg related will really help out there. But you're just really making sure you hit the higher reps, because that will definitely break up those fat stores. In terms of supplementation, you could try an L-carnitine that helps to open up the fat stores, which makes it a little bit easier to sort of break down those fat, the stubborn fat, into smaller sort of segments of fat, which you can burn off a bit easier. And so, yeah, that's sort of it. In terms of fat stores today, stubborn fat's tough, but you can get rid of it. You're just going to take a sort of the diet cycling and just changing the type of food you eat, as well as targeting the areas of the stubborn fat as well. Just want to give you a bit of an update on the online coaching. So currently I've got some more clients come on board recently as a result of a free post that I put out. So those guys have been sent out their programs, diets, and they're smashing through it. It's been really good. And yeah, you should definitely hit me up on Facebook, hit the like button, and keep updated. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. This is the Poorly Health Podcast, episode 5. I'll chat to you next week. Bye.